Welcome back to the Park Hoppers Radio. I'm your host, Austin, joined here by a few of my friends. One, my co-host, Owen. What's up?
What's going on, everybody?
Owen will be up in Michigan tomorrow as we're speaking. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to go have some fun up here, go to a few bars and whatever we're going to do, find some good barbecue. Joined here by Jackson from California, the rainy state of California right now.
What's going on, guys?
And doesn't really need an introduction. I have Chris from Airtime Thrills here. What's up, Chris?
71 and sunny in Oklahoma. I can't complain.
I mean,
damn. Hey, it was almost 60 here and sunny in Ohio. So
55 in Michigan today. I even took my hoodie off when I was delivering for FedEx.
Meanwhile, California is underwater. So go figure. Yeah.
Jackson, is the state sinking into the Pacific Ocean yet?
Not up here, but maybe down in SoCal. So,
I mean, okay. you guys could use some water, honestly. It's pretty good.
We probably do.
I mean, that's Chris. That's your former home state, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I lived there for a long time, and I can attest that between 2011 and 2017, it didn't rain once.
Wow. Okay. Fair enough. Wow. I mean, I did visit California 3 times.
Do you miss it?
Years, and it did not rain.
Not really. I went back to visit before I went to Australia, and it was like, oh yeah, like it was nice seeing my hometown, but yeah. I'm not like going to go back.
Well, funny enough, Chris, I actually was doing research for this week's video for it's like the rise, fall, and resurgence of Six Flags, and I had to spend a whole paragraph talking about Frontier City. So that was
fun. Well,
I know, right? So much.
You got a whole paragraph out of Frontier City.
Well, they actually did put money back into it back in the 90s. So
yeah. But yeah, by relocating stuff. Big money.
Well, everybody, if you guys are listening, today's episode, last week we did our attractions preview with Jackson. And then this week we're doing our hot takes in the theme park industry because we like debating in this community and there's nothing else to talk about in the wintertime. So let's get into it. Minus that, first we got to talk about PETA and carousels. So guys, if you ride carousels... Something. Hey, if you ride carousels, you hate animals. I want to read this from Screamscape. Basically, PETA said that you should no longer use the designs of themed animals to unintentionally celebrate the exploitation of those animals. Yeah, that's so we can't ride carousels anymore.
Sounds like a slow activity with something like someone's trying to justify some billable hours over there.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the people like the Disney bloggers that write these articles. They're like, this Universal attraction, it kills people. You know, it's just articles, the right articles for clickbait. So that's kind of fun. So All Ears, is that what it's called? Like allears.net or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, let's get into our hot takes. I'm going to start off mine, which I think Chris will share with me, is I think Sky Rush is completely overrated. I think... it's not even top three at that park. So I think
I actually just did my Hershey Park rankings and not top five.
Oh yeah. I think mine was five when I did mine on my video, but I have Lightning Racer above it. I have almost Comet Lightning above Racer. It. Almost. But I don't know. That ride Comet, for me. Wow. No. Comet 6, Sky Rush is 5, actually. I think so. Sky Rush is top 5. But I just think it's overrated. The restraints kill me every time. I've got plenty of comments on my YouTube video telling me that I'm not riding the ride right. Guys.
Shouldn't be a test.
It's the right way to ride it?
Yeah. Look. So everybody's listening. Hey, if they get different restraints, maybe it'll be better. I've rode this ride 12, 13, 14 times now in my lifetime. It's gave me bad rides every time.
What? There's not much to it, honestly.
This is like, that's what I said too.
It's fast.
It has a lot of filler track. Like, it's Airtime Hill turn, Airtime Hill turn, meander, and then the last quarter of the ride is just kind of like meandering back to the brake run.
So that's my first hot take. I'll start out here, Jackson. What's give me a hot take for you.
So I consider this a hot take because I do see most people considering it like the worst RMC, but I consider Joker to be not the worst RMC. I'd say the layout is, it's not airtime based. It's a lot more inversion based, the first two inversions, It doesn't have a lot of airtime moments, but the airtime moments it has are pretty good. Speaking for myself, I've ridden it like over 50, 60 times because Discovery Kingdom is my home park. I've ridden it on its good times. I've ridden it on its bad times. When it's running good, the airtime moments are really good. So I think even if I do get out to other parks and get on probably other RMCs, I probably still prefer Joker a little bit more, assuming that I do the RMCs when they're not warmed up. That's or true. The elements just don't really hit too much on the other iBox.
Yeah, me and Owen can't speak on that because we haven't been there. Chris, you've been on this ride, so what do you think?
Yeah, I've always defended Joker. I definitely don't put it in the top half.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not my bottom one either. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I wrote it like last time I wrote it was almost 5 years ago, so it's been a hot minute. But it's lacking something. I can see why people don't like it and why they put it last, but I think all people just kind of hate on it also because it's at Discovery Kingdom and people like hate on Discovery Kingdom also. So it's okay. Like it's in my top 50, I think still.
The only RMC that should be in consideration for the worst RMC is my next hot take. I'm just going to add in here before I forget about it. Storm Chaser, Kentucky Kingdom. I'm sorry. I rarely watch Coaster Studios, but when I do, I watched his rankings because I like watching everybody's rankings at this time of the year. And he had this in his top 15 out of 1,000 roller coasters he's rode. I'm like, wow, no, absolutely not. No, this ride, when me and Owen rode it, the most rattly RMC we've been on.
It was janky too. I don't know what the trains was wrong with it, but
said that this ride is like basically sisters with Twisted Timbers, and I'm like, don't talk about Twisted Timbers like that. No, there's not even any good airtime on this. But that's my hot take. Anyways, Chris, give us your first hot take.
Just a note on Storm Chaser. The first time I rode it, it was spectacular, and then when I got back during Keys of the Kingdom, it was missing something. So I can see it both ways.
Yeah,
I Fair still enough. Have pretty high though.
Yeah, I mean, I gave it it was really hot. It was like almost 95 degrees there, so it should have been warmed up. Anyways, Chris, what's your first hot take?
All right. I've been to every Disney park in the United States. The best one, want to guess what it is? The best one out of all of them?
I'm going to say, since I know you a little bit, I'm saying your best Disney park is Animal Kingdom.
That's my favorite one in Florida, but my favorite one overall is California Adventure.
Okay.
Nice.
That park is loaded. Like, everyone's like, oh, Disneyland's so great because Disneyland's got all the classics. But they've been putting all the good stuff in California Adventure over the last 10 years. It's freaking loaded. Like, they got, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, Mission Breakout. They have the Cars ride. They have the Credit Coaster. They have the Mickey Wheel. They got Soarin'. I'm probably even forgetting some stuff.
It's been a while Marvel since I've been there. Land or
whatever. They just opened the venue. Yeah, they opened it, like, a few days after I was there. So I didn't see it. But that's another thing that they just added. So... Yeah, it's just that place is just loaded with good attractions, and I always have a great time there. So I don't think anyone would ever agree that California Adventure is the best Disney park in America, but that's my take.
Okay. Me and Owen, maybe it just depends because our friend, our co-host, or it's not co-host, our West Coast reporter, June is getting married this year, and he lives in California, so we will probably, hopefully, get to experience both the Disney parks, so we'll see. But from what I've seen and know about this park, I mean, I don't disagree with you. I mean, the park does look loaded, and the only thing that hurts my heart a little bit is Tower of Terror, because that I don't like the transition to Guardians, but I feel like people say they love it.
I don't know. I rode Tower of Terror at Hollywood Studios, and I'd ridden it at California Adventure before they changed it.
Yeah.
And just comparing the two, Guardians is so good.
Yeah.
So much better. Guardians is so much fun.
The thing with me is, I know I sound like a hypocrite because I love Universal, but I can't stand this introduction of IP in every single Disney ride that is being built nowadays. I can't stand it. And somebody said, well, Universal's all IP. I said, yeah, but their attractions have always been IP. They've never been original. It's just all IP.
Yeah. So I miss California Adventures. I did like the whole, when it opened, every single thing was themed to California. Like California, every store, every ride, every single nook and cranny of that park had something to do with California. And they've been stripping that, like intentionally stripping that out.
That's true.
Not just with the new stuff they've added, but they've been renaming stuff.
Isn't like one area, like now, isn't it like San Francisco?
Yeah, it's the area. It's the area next to the Pixar Pier. It's kind of like over by that area, like next to Cars Land as well. Like, I think that area is now themed to Big Hero 6 or whatever.
Okay, I would say okay. I not saying
Cars Land would be cool to see.
Cars Land, yeah,
that would be yeah.
And yeah, I'll say something with my hot take later on that. Anyways, Owen, what's your first hot take?
I'm gonna say Mako isn't a top five hyper coaster for me.
Oh. Wow.
After I rode Mako this last time, I'm with you on that one.
Okay. Yeah. Fair. Okay, we got two. Right. I'm giving it three out of Jackson hasn't been on it, so it's 3-for-3 vote. But I can name five right now. I give it Magnum.
Agreed.
Nitro.
Yeah.
Goliath is the best hyper, and
which one? My, over Georgia?
Not, yeah, Goliath and over Georgia. Yeah. Yeah. Diamondback and
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull. I was, there's. I get it. Like we rode this, and this was another one. Someone's like, you just got to give it like 5 to 6 rides just to get going. I said this was the middle of the day in Orlando. Yeah. It should have been already been going at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And the trim brakes hit so hard. I don't know why.
Because they were on the hill. They're right on the hill.
It's very similar to Candemonium. And then I rode Candemonium. I was like, it's not that good. And then I was like, why do I like Mako so much? And then I don't like Candemonium. Then I rode Mako again. I was like, oh, I didn't like that much either. So I'm with you.
And people say the setting of this ride is so good. Guys, there's a man-made pond next to it. And then the next side, it's a freeway. It's not a good setting for a ride.
Like, what?
Like, I'm sorry. It's really not that good. But anyways, I'll start with my second hot take. Galaxy's Edge is not top tier Disneyland. I'm sorry. Galaxy's Edge is garbage. Coming from a diehard Star Wars fan, the reason why this park this area failed, and this is like an intro to my next YouTube video after this, people want to visit places in the movies. They don't want to visit a new area you created for Star Wars. You have an area that is a new area in the 7, 8, and 9 movies, which nobody likes 7, 8, and 9 movies. If you did, I'm sorry. Those movies were garbage. And you should have either done Tatooine, Hoth, Endor, anything like that. Mm-hmm. Rise of the Resistance is a top tier dark ride, but everything else is just the land's dead. It's lacking. There's no kinetic energy there. There's nobody actually walking around. It's like two stormtroopers. There's no droids that are supposed to be rolling around like they promised us. I don't know. I just think it's really overrated, and I would rather much go to Pandora. That's my hot take.
Plus, all the character, plus the story that they had for it, like they're just adding all the previous characters to it now, aren't they? Because wasn't it supposed to be like just like the new movies?
It was supposed to be between the movie 7 and 8. That's when the time frame was supposed to happen. But now, like in Disneyland in California, they have like Mando walking around. They had Padme. They have Fennec Shand. They had all these characters that are just randomly here now. It's like, there's no immersion. The immersion, you know, you definitely feel like you're in a Star Wars universe, but it's just a glorified shopping mall. So,
yeah.
Anyways, anybody got any word on that one?
I don't care about Star Wars at all. I just don't. Yeah. But but I thought Rise of the Resistance is like the most amazing ride I've ever been on. So
yeah, I agree.
But just walking around, I get nothing out of it just because I'm like, okay, this looks like it's like an old is this the future? It looks old. I don't know. I guess if you like Star Wars, it's cool.
Yeah, it's the first time I went, I was like, is this it? I was like, okay, we got the Millennium Falcon. I'm like, okay. I was like, that's cool. I'm like, I don't know. They had better theming for Star Tours outside of the area with a giant AT-AT walking out of the ride. So anyways, that's Owen, we'll start. We'll do you. What's your second hot take?
Ooh, this one might be controversial.
Oh, gosh.
I think the Voyage can be a lot more fun of a ride than Fury.
Ooh. I mean, there's a lot of people that wouldn't disagree with you on that one. Okay. So, I mean, Chris has rode Voyage. So what do you think?
So you said that Voyage is better than Fury? No, I didn't really catch that.
Yeah, like I would say Voyage could be better than Fury. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they're both in my top six. I got Fury higher, but like I couldn't blame anyone for taking a position either way on that one. They're both really, really, really good.
Yeah, I agree with that. It just depends. I mean, if we ever get to experience a trimless Voyage, Fury might be demoted from that spot. I mean, I think that they're literally right next to each other. I think I have Voyage at like 9 and like Fury at 8 or something. So, I mean, It just depends on the day. And I don't know. I'm closer to Voyage now when I move to Michigan, so I can go ride it some 3 hours closer. So we'll see. Okay, Jackson, what's your next hot take?
My second hot take is I think Gemini is not that good.
Garbage. Yes, thank you.
It was very shaky and a little bit rough as well when I rode it this year. Especially on the red side, which was very like jarring. And I also like I got stapled as well on the ride, so the airtime like it was one painful, but it was also like because I was stapled, it was just like I was kind of stuck in there. So like I didn't get the best ride I really could have on it. What's up?
Did you race at least?
Does that ride ever race anymore? No,
it did race. Yeah, I did race with the blue train.
Oh wow. Wow.
Yeah, so that was at least the good part of it, but like the red side was really bad. The blue side was a little better, but it still wasn't like anything spectacular. So
I've always loved Gemini, but this past year I got unbelievably stapled. They didn't race, and I felt every pothole on the track.
Yeah.
So it seems like your guys' hot takes so far are stuff that I would have disagreed with like a year or two ago. Okay. But now I agree with like everything you're saying. Okay. So I think things are evolving in the same way.
Yeah.
Chris, we need a video on the prime ride time for Gemini, okay?
We got that. Cedar played by the numbers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But I watched your recent one. But it was like, I feel like I haven't watched that one, but those turns are like
so unbelievably slow.
Those turns throw me out of the ride. I'm like, okay, I just want to just read a book or something.
I've always loved Gemini, but this past year I just kind of, I don't know.
I don't even care. You know, funny enough, I didn't ride Gemini this year, and I think
I still hate it.
I lived in Ohio half the year, and then I moved to Michigan. I didn't even ride it this year.
I didn't ride it this year either.
I needed the credit, so.
It was your like only time to Ohio, and you live in California, so you have to get all the credits.
I have to get it.
Chris, what's your next one?
Okay, I don't know how controversial this is exactly, but whenever I mention anything about wooden coasters, people are like, "Oh my god, you didn't put the Beast on the top, whatever." I'm like, "The Beast? No." But my hot take is that the Beast is not a top 10 coaster in Ohio. If you want, I can give you the 10.
Okay. Give us 10,
All right. Okay. Steel Vengeance, Diamondback, Magnum, Mystic, Millennium Force, Maverick, Orion, Raptor, Banshee, Top Thrill. And and if you want to go defunct, Firehawk. Then I go,
Firehawk. I have rode that one time. I do miss that. I mean, that was a fun ride. I'm not disagreeing with you because I see where a lot of people come with. I don't know. It's probably in my top 10 because I just the night ride on it is just spectacular. Still but if you're riding in the middle of the day,
This year I'm going to try to get that finally.
Oh, and you haven't got a night ride on it?
I was going to get it a couple years ago when I went, but it was down for a refurb. So never did.
Well, yeah. So Jackson got a ride on it, but he didn't get a night ride.
The park was open until 8 and the sunset was up like 8:30.
Yeah, the way that Kings Island's positioned in its time zone, it doesn't get dark there until like 9:30. It's really hard.
Yeah.
And then usually I'm like, I gotta go. I have to go to Cedar Point or I have to go back home. It's like
We'll have to revisit this and like whenever Chris and Jackson both get it. I'm gonna read some Instagram ones from our people that responded first on here. First person respond minus Jackson was Hardcore Hoosier. He said Universal Studios Florida is actually an awesome park.
Studios.
Funny enough, I was like brainstorming ideas for YouTube, and I was like, man, I should do a review of Universal Studios and Islands of Adventure, but like separately. No, I can't agree with this because like, one, I didn't ride half the rides there because we wanted to go to Islands of Adventure more. And two, three of the rides I wanted to ride were all closed today. Transformers was closed, Mummy was closed, and E.T. was closed. So we didn't really get the experience of the parks. I can't really give an opinion on this, but I know Chris probably could.
Yeah, so Rip Ride Rocket is
spectacular.
That's another one of my hot takes I wrote down. Rip Ride Rocket's an elite coaster. I thought that Escape from Gringotts was really cool. Simpsons Ride's Gringotts awesome. What else do we do? Mummy is a great coaster. I didn't really think too hard about it. Islands of Adventure is like in my top four or five parks I've ever been to. And Universal's not ranked, but I didn't think it was bad.
No, I don't think it's bad. It's just that we didn't, like, one, we were there mainly to ride Mummy, Gringotts, and Rip Red Rocket, and then go over to Islands of Adventure, because we got this, like, upgraded ticket because we did this timeshare thing and pissed everybody off because we didn't buy a timeshare. They didn't ask us for our age before.
Wasted 2 hours of the time.
She was so mad at me. Anyways,
you have to expect that. I mean, they know you're there for the prize. Come on.
Well, exactly. Well, the funny thing was, she goes, "Are you guys 25?" I'm like, "No." She goes, "Why are you guys here?" I'm like, "The guy up front told us." She goes, "Is the guy up front your age?" I'm like, "Yep." She goes, "Great." anyways, if you guys need a place to stay that's not Disney or Universal property, stay at Orange Lake. Me and Owen loved it.
Oh my gosh.
Beautiful there. Anyways, we'll be back next year. But going on with that, Stormrunner Sam, everybody knows Stormrunner Sam love for Red Rocket. He said Hulk is better than Velocicoaster, but Rip Ride Rocket is the best ride at all the parks there.
It's not better than Velocicoaster, no. But my God. Yeah. I mean,
I think, hot take, minus the kids' roller coasters, I think Hulk is the worst roller coaster at the park.
No.
I think
we are getting another ride on it. Because the first ride, I didn't mind the first ride on it, and the second ride was terrible.
I don't know. It was so shaky. I rode it before they retracted, so I'm an OG enthusiast, you know? Back when I was like 12. But I don't know. I had a massive migraine after it, so I don't know. Maybe I need another re-ride. Well, I don't know. It was too unbearably rough for me. Maybe I'm just a sissy, but...
And it's so loud.
But he loves Rip Ride Rocket out of everything. So I think, personally, Hagrid's...
If you get that perfect ride in Rip Ride Rocket like I did in 2021, then it's like one of the best... It was one of the best single rides I've ever gotten on a coaster. So, like, if you don't ride that many coasters, and you ride that, you're like, wow, this is like the best thing ever.
But the problem is,
you get a ride where you get the trims and they're hitting
hard. What song do you like to play?
Stronger. Every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
I played the Devil Went Down to Georgia. That's what I
played. Also a good one. Yeah. Oh, I didn't know they had that. I should do that next time.
Well, now it's changed. Now there's only like four options. So, but the problem is, Chris, you've got a perfect ride. So, are you scared to ride it again?
I am. Oh, I have a video coming out end of the month where, so 3 years ago, I did a video of coasters I have to re-ride.
Yeah.
Because of like, I don't think I got a good ride or I got it better once. Number one on that list was Rip Ride Rocket because I rode it a bunch of times in 2012. And I was like, that was like eons ago.
Yep.
And then I rode it and I got that perfect ride. But now I'm like, now I got to ride it again because I got to see if that ride was real or not.
Fair enough.
So,
yeah.
Wow.
It's fair. We're going to go two Velocicoaster ones back to back. Shout out to all the Universal fans. Thank you guys for 600,000 views on my TikTok today. Wow. Thank you. You guys can pay my credit card bill off with that. Thank you very much. anyways, somebody says, on my video, this guy's just yapping till he gets to 60 seconds. I'm like, that's the point. I have to get to a minute mark on TikTok to make money. Anyways, that's so mid. Our boy Riley from Australia.
Then. I hung out with Riley for three days.
Yeah, but just
he's bragging about it. Yeah,
he said Velocicoaster is mid with a nice heart. That's what he said.
Wow,
a nice heart. What does that mean?
It's a green heart, but I just said it's a nice little heart. You know.
Oh, I thought that he said it had nice heart, like the right heart.
Velocicoaster is mid with a heart emoji. And then Coaster Matt says, "Low key, I love Velocicoaster. It's my number one, but I think it's overrated. How does that even make any sense?" But, I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, Mystic Timbers is my number one, but I think it's over. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I can see where people are coming from, maybe the pacing or something, but I think Velocicoaster is like the most well-rounded roller coaster, like it tells perfect a story, with theming you know? And thrills. So
I thought so too. I only rode it twice, so I didn't have a great like sense of it, but from what I saw, it was like good theming, long ride, lots of diverse elements. I thought it was great.
Yeah. Jackson, you're going to love this one, actually. Orion is the best Giga from Elisa. I mean, it is your number one Giga, right?
It's my number two overall. So
yeah, because you have two Gigas under your belt. I don't know. I think if you ride it on a good day, I mean, like, I think this is a front row ride. I mean, I don't think
it's a front row ride.
It's not the best Giga, but no, I mean, hey, I could see where people could argue with it. It's just a little short, you know?
I mean, I don't see how you can ride Fury and Orion and think that Orion's better.
No.
It's just, I mean, yeah, Ryan just, definitely. I don't know. It's not that long, and the parts that it has, it could be better.
And that's true.
Yeah, and my last ride in 22, I just didn't love it that much.
Yeah, I just like flying over the front gate with, and you know, going on the, you know, the treble.
Well, yeah, the beehive.
Thing. I just love it, and it just makes the kineticism. I love that. That's my new hyperfixation right now, is kineticism in parks, like kinetic energy. Did you make that up? Kinetic energy. When you go to like Tomorrowland. When you go to Tomorrowland and you see the people moving around, it's kinetic energy throughout the area. I love kinetic energy. You know, when you go to King's Dominion and you see it's not there anymore, bursting out of the flames. But somebody did a whole fact check on my video on Volcano, and he says that I should remake the video, take it down, and not post a YouTube video again.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
Because I mispronounced a element, apparently. Apparently it was a left turn or something, not a right turn, and he says that I didn't show
the part. Crazy footage. Would have re-uploaded the whole video if you made that mistake.
That's true. Yeah, so I'm like, my response was just started my YouTube journey, thanks, love you, have a good day.
Those videos aren't for him, okay?
Anyways, I don't know, I like the comments that are like, hey, I appreciate the video, I loved riding this ride when I was a kid, have a good day. I love those comments, not these fact checkers, these enthusiasts that know everything more than like brainiacs.
Anyways,
my girlfriend Jenny said Lost Island over every amusement park because she's not really a theme park person. So she's only been on two roller coaster trails.
That's a hot take.
She's only been to Michigan's Adventure and Lost Island. So
she likes it more than Michigan's Adventure. Come on.
Yes, she does. It's a great Lost Island is an amazing theme park. In the middle of nowhere. And there is some, and apparently, according to my DMs on TikTok, we have something hot coming. Something hot. And they said they have a gift for me when I go to the park this year. So I don't know what it is. We'll see.
They're just waiting for the next big international coaster accident to happen. And then they're just going to buy the ride on the, for the cheap.
Maybe. I don't know who made the video, but it was like, do you guys know Coast Tunes?
Yep.
Yeah.
He made a video like, this manufacturer is copying everybody. They're called Jima in Japan.
Jima.
They should get some Jima or China. They should get some Jima coasters. But they're like ripoffs of everything else. Sophia Diaporos. I don't even want to read this one because I already knew what it was going to be. Green Lantern at Great Adventure is the top three ride.
Oh. I'm a Green Lantern fan. I don't know if it's top three in the park, but I really like the ride.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Owen didn't believe me. I took Owen to Great Adventure.
I really did it.
I said really this is the worst roller coaster I've ever rode in my life. And then Owen rode it. He goes, oh, wow. You weren't lying to me.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know. I hate this roller coaster. And it's,
that
I don't
is
know.
So weird.
Do you personally not experience pain on this ride?
Last time I rode it was just like, I just felt like it was so intense, like it was really shoving my feet through the floor, and I thought that was really like cool.
Fair enough.
Like, the weight was on my feet. That's the thing.
I'm gonna add my hot take here before I forget about it. I know this one's the hottest take I have, and it's about a ride that's about heat. El Toro, hot garbage. This ride sucks. I'm sorry. I know if Coaster Cuzzies is listening to this from that podcast, he's going to agree with me. It used to be good. I even have the Nano Coaster for it, which I don't want anymore. And somebody
you have that? Oh, I've been looking for that. Send it over to me.
I will. I do.
Fully assembled. I don't want to cut my fingers on the thing.
No, I'll send it via FedEx. But I don't know. I just think the first time I rode it was good. And then every single ride I've got since it has been just continually downhill. And me and Owen had a good first ride on it, but then after that, it was just unbearable. The potholes whatever.
I haven't ridden it. Last time I rode it, that was like three derailments ago, so I don't know how it's running now.
three derailments.
It's definitely got worse. Anyways, we'll go with some more Instagram ones later. Chris, what's your next one?
All right, let's see. What's a good one? Oh, okay. Viper's a top three or four coaster at Magic Mountain.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And after my last trip, I'm tempted to put it number three. It was number four, but I think I'm gonna put it behind West Coast.
So you got
it's so good.
Twisted
X2.
Okay.
Viper.
Okay.
Viper's yeah, so I, good. And everyone hates it. And like I was with three other people and they just wanted to kill me afterwards. But I was like, how do we really ride in the same ride? Like that was amazing. No pain.
Yeah.
Super intense. Like good mix of like positives and hang time. And
oh yeah.
It's great. Well, great whippy drop.
Jackson's had it, so I wrote it. So I mean, yeah. Maybe me and Owen might figure out later this year. But I don't know. I've heard like a lot of mixed reviews on it, and I know that I mean, like I said, I've heard like better reviews than some people. Some people say it's the worst roller coaster like on the West Coast.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, that is a good hot take. I like that. Jackson, what's your next one?
Iron Dragon is not a bad aero suspended coaster.
I mean,
in terms of the second half.
Again, there's another thing I would have disagreed with you a year ago, but I totally agree with you now. Totally agree with you now.
I will say the first half is not that good. The meandering is not really my favorite, but I do like the like drop over the water and like
the finale is legit. Yeah,
finale is great. It's just that first half isn't the best, but I do appreciate the second half.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I grew up going to this park for my whole entire life, so I like Iron Dragon. I think it's probably for kids at the park. I think it's one of the best beginning coasters. Like if you really want to have that sensation of quote unquote flying. I mean, you know, they get to go through the woods. If the woods weren't there, this ride would suck. The settings. But I think it's good. I want to mention one that I was going to mention. We the Coasters, they came on our first episode of season 3. Probably I don't know which one of them wrote this. Space Mountain is better than Tron. Yes, I completely agree with you. I haven't even rode Tron yet. And I don't know. I haven't rode Tron, but I've seen the POVs. Tron's too short, and for 6 years waiting for this ride, and they got that. I think Space Mountain is a elite coaster. I really do.
How much prime ride time do you think Tron has, if you had to guess?
It's got to be somewhere around like 40 seconds.
I'm giving it 44 seconds.
44. Okay. The answer is 57.
Ooh. 57. Okay.
57 seconds of prime ride time.
From the launch and then, and then there's like a brake run. Okay. I can see it.
Not the best pace ride, but because when I did my video on the best, the best 2023 coasters prime ride time, people are like, wow, like Tron that has 57 seconds. Everyone complains it's so short.
Yeah.
But I haven't ridden it, so I don't know.
I mean, like I said, maybe my opinion's not legit because I have not rode it. But I've grew up riding Space Mountain.
I got to say that a lot of people will automatically think that launch coasters are short just because there's no lift hill.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Psychologically, you just think. That's why I thought Lightning Rod was short at first. And I realized, no, actually, it's not. So
that's true. But I don't know. I think Space Mountain's legit. So that's anyways. But Owen, what's your next one?
I'll do... Okay. I think... King's Dominion is a better park than Kaowin's.
Thank you. I had that one on it. Thank you. I completely agree with you. Kaowin's was an absolute train wreck this year. I don't even care if I never get invited back to a media day from them. It was garbage. I don't care. Yeah,
that was like,
ever since I got that call from the girl that runs their media department and told me I couldn't come to the construction day, I've never had – no.
Yeah,
because I posted on their Facebook page and said, hey, like, you guys have any questions? Like, there's an event going on. I didn't even say the day. I didn't even say where it was at. And then she calls me. It's like, are you Austin Jurcevic? I'm like, yes. She goes, we found your post on Facebook. And, you're not invited to the construction preview of this area because you talked about it in a private event. I'm like, okay. Thanks. And then we get to open it, the opening of Aeronautica Landing. Me and Owen drove 7 hours from midnight to 7 a.m. to get there. And guess what? Everything's freaking shut down. Like, we rode the rides, and then the rest of the day, the rides were – we got a $15 cocktail that was a Dixie cup size. No. And all the rides were shut down. So anyways, Owen, keep going. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Your beef with Kerwin sounds like mine with Dollywood. We're just like – they just pissed me off.
Yeah.
Time ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
And is it the coaster lineup?
It's just like coaster everything. Lineup and like just all the overall park, everything.
Okay.
I think it's better.
And it's funny.
They're both kind of top heavy, but Fury over I-305s. I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah, Fury over I-305, but Twisted Timbers over
Twisted Timbers.
So yeah. For me, in my
Dominator's a great ride too. Dominator's a great ride.
Our former home park, in Chaga Lake. Anyways, yeah. I don't know. I agree with you. I think Carowinds is frankly overrated, but we'll see. Anyways, Jackson, what's your next one?
I'm gonna say, and this is probably a huge hot take, if you know how to ride it, I guess properly, or like in a way where it's not that bad, Kong is not a terrible ride.
Ooh.
I've never been able to ride it good, I guess.
I have a coworker of mine who like desperately like loves Kong. He defends it. He operates it. So he's ridden it probably like over.
He operates it. There you go. There's the key.
He's ridden it over, I think, 100 times.
For context, Jackson works at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom.
So after how many rides before his brain was so damaged that he decided that the ride was good?
I don't even know, but
he's like, I'm on test 400, guys. It's good now. It's good.
He has a specific way he rides it to where like he keeps his head back and kind of towards the left, where you're not really riding defensively, but you're also like you kind of are. And it kind of avoids the shakiness a little bit, but it's obviously the shakiness is not going to go away because the track is still rough as heck, but it's like, it's still a little bit more bearable, than if you were just to ride it normally. So,
okay. I mean, I haven't rode it, so I don't know.
The best way to ride it I found is the don't.
Okay. Yeah. Just don't. Okay. Let's finish off our Instagram ones and we'll do a few more. We'll get done here. This is going back to your guys' state. X2 isn't a top three ride at Magic Mountain. Twist the Colossus, Wonder Woman, Flight of Courage, and Tatsu. That's their top three. Brand Teacher.
Not a big fan of Wonder Woman. Tatsu, it's okay, but it's not like elite. Yeah. X2 is just insane. Like,
yeah,
it beats you up a little bit, but it's worth it.
Give me 2 weeks and then I'll see how it is.
Jackson will probably get this right next too. Waldemir Enthusiast said Loch Ness is the top three coaster at Busch Gardens Williamsburg, which I haven't been on, so I don't know. I think Chris only has the only experience in this one.
Yeah, top three. I probably wouldn't go that far.
I'd say top five.
It's a good arrow. I mean, I really like Alpengeist. I think Griffin's a really top tier dive coaster. Apollo's at B&M Hyper, even though it's not that good, it's still, B&M Hyper.
That's true.
Maybe after that, maybe Loch Ness. I know. Yeah. I got to do my rankings for this part.
Retrack should help.
Yeah. I didn't think it was rough. That's a weird thing. It's like, I've ridden Aero Loopers. They're like, ouch. That one was fine. And now they're retracking it. So I'm like, okay, I guess it'll be better. Yeah.
That's true. The one Aero Looper I still want to get on is Tennessee Tornado. I do want to get on there.
Tennessee Tornado is ridiculous. That's unlike any other Aero Looper.
It looks awesome.
It's the youngest one, right?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. And the whole profiling is different. Like they use big inversions, but you don't really see that on Aeros.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Last two from Instagram. Brax the Cannibal. His whole page is about Cannibal at Lagoon. Disneyland is the most complete Disney park out of the six. Okay.
That's fair, I think. In Florida, everything's so fragmented because you got four parks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in California, you're shoving everything into two. So I can see, because Disneyland has Galaxy's Edge, I can see why they say that.
Okay, fair enough. This one's hot. Thrill Seekers and Hellraisers says Hershey Park is mid at best. Okay.
I'm a little lukewarm on Hershey Park. I like it, but it's not one of my favorites.
Yeah, I don't know. I need to sit on this for a second. What do you think?
I enjoyed Hershey Park. They got a good lineup of coasters. I mean, nothing like sticks out too much. Like nothing's like top tier.
People are going to argue Wildcat's Revenge, obviously. But I mean, Wildcat's my top 25 out of like 180. Yeah. I don't know.
But like, I think no the coaster there is like really bad. Maybe Skywatch, I guess.
Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit's not bad.
I'm, Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit's like a blitz coaster.
I put Fahrenheit in number 8 for me out in the whole park. I don't know. I just think that the biggest thing that I hear complaining about, like regular people talking about this park, not enthusiasts, is the wait times at this park. That's what's like some people are like, oh, I don't like Hershey Park because of the wait times. I'm like, well, just go on a day when it's raining, like I did. And yeah. Me and Owen rode everything.
Go during the week. Usually, yeah. I don't think it's bad during the week.
Don't go on a Saturday during concert season and, you know, everything's 4 hours long.
Yeah, we got incredibly lucky at Hoshi.
I know.
My big problem with the park before was that they had a lot of like B coasters or B minus coasters. Mm-hmm. And they had a lot of them, which is kind of like, that's kind of how Cedar Point used to be too.
That's
where it's like, oh, they got a lot of like good coasters, but don't have that one like elite coaster. And then they got the B&M Hyper, which turned out not to be that great. And they got Wildcat's Revenge, which I think is a pretty good like mid-tier RMC, which is top 25 for me.
That's fair. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like in the middle with Hershey Park. I've only been there 3 times, so I don't really have a lot of experience with the park. I need to think of another hot take for me. I because my list somehow disappeared. I don't know where I put it. Anyways, Chris, Jackson, Owen, you guys got any more?
I got one more good one.
Yeah.
And I think this is not a big surprise, but Kumba is not a great coaster. Kumba is maybe like a bottom half B&M looper for me.
Okay.
Fair enough. Okay. I've literally only had two rides on this actually. Rides, and both were, I would say they were good rides, but
I liked Kumba. I thought that was a fun ride.
But I can definitely see where people are coming from with like they just hate this ride because I there's moments where I'm like, yeah, there we got a really good ride on it. There's definitely rides that are gonna be a lot worse.
This barely snuck into my top 5 in the park. I just did my rankings today for BGT, and that was barely top 5. Most people would put that 1 or 2.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Guaz. I got Guazi over it. Guazi. I have Cheetah Hunt over it. I have Montu over it. I mean, that's
yeah.
I mean, I get where you're coming from.
I took my daughter on it, thinking that it was gonna be fine, and it was so rough too. It's like, damn it.
She did not like it.
No, she doesn't like rough rides, and that thing shook her up a little bit.
Okay. What's her number one again? I forget.
Her new number one is Steel Vengeance.
Okay.
As of last year, yeah. Before that was Lightning Rod. Yeah.
Okay. Jackson, you got any more?
I gotta think about one.
Okay. Owen.
Mine is RMCs have the best inversions.
Yeah. I'm not gonna argue with that one. Barrel rolls and stalls.
Yeah. The death roll is the best element I've ever been on, so I can't disagree with you.
The Top Gun stall and Twisted Colossus.
So good.
When it's dueling. I still got to think. I mean, I had one more, and I can't think of what it was. Because my list is gone. Jackson, do you have yours?
I'm still thinking, because it's like I feel like a lot of the hot takes I would have either like it doesn't feel like it'd be a hot take, or it just feels like something that a lot of people would agree with.
Actually, you know, so, I got mine. I'm ready.
All right.
Kentucky Kingdom is a one and done park. Never going back again. Sucks. The park's hot.
How are you?
I've skipped over Kentucky Kingdom several times when I've gone over to the Midwest. Just
it'll be a good thing.
it's the funny thing was like Owen and I we went to Holiday World. We stayed with family in Louisville. Yeah. We went back and we're like, oh, we're so excited for Lightning or all these rides at Kentucky Kingdom. Lightning.
They all like,
What's the blue one? Oh my gosh, Lightning I can't think of the Lightning Run. Yeah, the ride's good, but it's not like top. Everyone's like, this is like the top 10 roller coaster. I'm like, no, it's not. Like everything there is a B ride. Like you were just saying, Chris, everything's a B ride there for me. And there's no standout ride. Probably C. And like, what's them? Gravity Group minus
Kentucky Flyer is it's a family
group.
Minus. Oh my gosh, I can't think of anything. I was like blanking on everything. Minus
T3.
No,
Thunder Run.
Minus the Voyage. Every Gravity Group ride is garbage. Oh, the trains suck.
I just rode Leviathan in Australia, and I was like, wow, this is a great layout, but you know, this thing's been around for a year and it's already beating my brains in.
Yeah, I've heard that from a few people out there. So it's like,
same with Hades. Hades is amazing, but oh my god.
I'll ride that for the first time this year. We have a trip planned up to Wisconsin Dells, and I'm mainly going up to Wisconsin Dells for the water parks.
Take Advil before you go.
I've heard that that park up there in just general is just the most, like, you could walk.
There's
up to
no
the
rules.
Coast,
there's no rules.
Yeah, there's
literally a part where you could touch, like, I think Zeus's or Cyclops.
Cyclops. You can just stick your hand on Cyclops and just have it chop right off if you wanted to.
Oh, that's. Oh. It's oh my gosh, I can't.
You got people like not wearing shirts on the coasters. It's like, ugh, like sweaty back.
I can't wait. I'm gonna make a TikTok video. God. I'm visiting the world's most dangerous theme park. I'm just kidding. Anyways, Jackson, what's your you got one?
All right, I got it. So okay. Chris, I know that 3 years ago you rode this in 2021 and it was a bit shaky. But I think that Gold Striker is the best ride at Great America.
I agree that it is the best ride at Great America, but that doesn't change the fact that it beat me up.
Yeah.
It's running a little bit better as of my rides last year or 2 years ago. It's running a little bit better. I don't know if they've done some retracking over the since then. I'm planning to revisit the park this year because I got a Great America pass, and then I'm also going for Coaster Con this year. But yeah, as my rides in 2022, Gold Striker was running pretty well. Railblazers are still a great ride. Maybe if I get more rides on it this year, it might become the best ride in the park. But right now, I like Gold Striker a little bit more of a Railblazer because it's a bit longer, and I thought the airtime was a bit more sustained and it was a lot more intense than a Railblazer.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I thought that was like that was like my hot take also for a long time was that ever since I went to the park for the first time that Gold Striker was better than Railblazer, and I'm glad that someone else agrees with me. So thank you, Jason.
Well, I don't think I have any more hot takes. Anybody have any more outliers that they want to mention? Nothing.
Spin all my good ones.
Yeah, spin all my good ones. Well, guys, it's been a fun episode. A few announcements really quick before we get out of here. Thank you, guys. I feel so honored that I get to sit next to somebody that's almost 200,000 subscribers on YouTube. And guys, I hit 300, guys. Woo!
Yeah.
thank you guys for 300 on YouTube, you know. Again, 30% of the way there to monetization, you know. another thing. I just want to say rest in peace to Toby Keith. I'm a big country music fan. And I know a lot of people in the coaster community don't like country music, but hey, he's a legend. So I just want to say rest in peace to Toby Keith and probably King Charles. He's probably going to die soon too. So I think, I don't know. I was
morbid,
somebody...
but maybe accurate.
Damn.
What?
Okay.
Morbid, did you get... but accurate.
Yeah, I know. It was funny. Like I was like scrolling through like social media and then like, I see like, everybody from the royal family just got to the Buckingham Palace or whatever. I'm like, he's dying.
Yeah,
he's going. If everyone's there at one time, he's got to be going.
Yeah,
but I don't care about the royal family because there's only one.
You live in the USA, bro. That's why.
That's true. There's only one king, and Jackson and I know who that king is. So, anyways, and baseball's coming up. I wanted to mention that because Chris is a big baseball fan. I want to give his shout out to his YouTube channel. So go follow Home Run Productions. Yeah.
Okay. Ready for another banger of a year. My horrible predictions. I can't wait.
I think if you want, you know, if you ever want to invite a collaborator on for one, I'm willing to put my Braves at the number one spot every year. So, you know.
Well,
I'll put the Guardians number one spot.
They can be number one until they run into the Phillies in the playoffs, and then it's all over.
That's true. Really? Yep. Oh, that reminds me what I was going to say. Is that even baseball related? Before we get out of here, we have like, I'll say 2 minutes left, whatever. We're recording this before the Super Bowl, but this will be posted after the Super Bowl. I really don't give a crap about the game because the Lions aren't in it. Anyways, what's your guys' predictions? Who's going to win? I got my money on the Chiefs because it's – I don't want them to win, but they're going to win.
I think the Chiefs are going to win in a low-scoring game. It'll probably be like 23-17 or something like that.
Okay.
And the reason for that, mainly because it's Patrick Mahomes, who's like been to every Super Bowl in the last half decade, against Brock Purdy, who's not bad, but you know, it's his first time. So
that's true.
And the Chiefs defense is nasty.
Yeah, they got great defense. True. It'll be in the 20s at least, scoring.
I'm
almost the 20 wins
more than that.
Yeah. Well, Jackson has to root for the 49ers.
I'm saying the 49ers.
Yeah.
He literally is like, that's his city.
That's my home team. So
I don't want the Chiefs to win because now for the next month we're going to have to hear about Taylor Swift for all these months. Which
longer
guys,
than that.
I respect
because her album's coming out.
It's so bad. Like I can't even go anywhere without like just like there this news reporter like asked him, who's gonna get a ring first? you or
you. I'm like, how long did it take you to write that question in the newsroom before you came to
like
the
these are NFL players in a Super Bowl and you asking you about Taylor?
Well,
like,
my question is, how do you get a journalism job like that? I would like a job like that to get in that easy for a journalism job to interview NFL players. I would like that.
Well,
because that
did you hear the one question they asked Twitter? They're like, are you ready to disappoint Taylor Swift? He's like, yeah.
Yes.
Like, well,
my favorite. No, my favorite was they had that video. It says, are you ready to disappoint Taylor Swift? He goes, yes. And then it cuts to Gotham City. He's like, there's one man that can save us.
Yes.
Anyways, that's all I really wanted to add. Also, guys, if I saw online, you can bet on the game to be invaded by aliens and end in a tie for plus 10,000 odds. So $1 wins you $10,000 if the game's invaded by aliens.
And a tie.
And wait, a tie.
I mean, and a tie.
And a tie.
Maybe the aliens, but not the tie. Yeah, they're going to finish that thing.
Anyways, you guys got anything else?
How do you have Taylor Swift in a Super Bowl, but not have her perform? Like, come on.
She declined.
Still.
Because she's
you can't make her do stuff, man.
Yeah.
You're already during her tour. Is she like...
Yeah,
she's going to be in... She's has concerts.
She's in Tokyo, okay? She has to make it back in time to see her boyfriend, okay? So, anyways, yeah, and then we have to like.
You think he proposed?
No.
No, he's not going to.
She's never getting married. She's not getting married.
That would ruin her whole shtick.
That's like, oh my! Before we end, I never talk politics on this page, ever, because I just think it's against the podcast. But somebody posted, one fifth of people in America will vote on whoever Taylor Swift endorses. And then the stitched video was, well, her songs are all about choosing the wrong guy anyways. So,
oh, that's great. That's good.
Yeah. Anyways, well, that's all I got. I'm Austin. I'm out.
I'm Owen. I'm out.
I'm Jackson. I'm out.
I'm Chris. I'm out.
Wow. It worked this time. Woo.